Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude. I'm AK, your host. UINWA is the real news. We're just going to tell you some of it with a little flavoring. You ready?
Yeah!
Then let's get it popping.
Okay!
Seems like some UCLA Bruins fans were not completely satisfied with their 28-16 win over the Deion Sanders-led Colorado Buffaloes. Several Colorado players claim that major jewelry was stolen from the visitors' locker room during the game at the Rose Bowl. That's a damn shame. And I know you can't blame the school, but come on, UCLA. A black woman wants police to cover the cost of therapy for her 8-year-old son, who she says was traumatized when police in Sacramento, California, pulled them over at gunpoint, thinking her 8-year-old was a teenager wanted in 2 felonies.
Bullshit.
Okay, I can't. Really, I can't. I can't do it. I can't. Let me go on to another story. More than a dozen religious faith leaders in Richmond, Virginia. Listen to what I just said. More than a dozen religious faith leaders in Richmond, Virginia have announced their support for Richmond Grand, a proposed casino, resort, and entertainment complex, which is on the Virginia ballot this fall. The faith leaders support the project for the benefits it looks to deliver for the city, including job creation, workforce development, economic empowerment, expanded childcare access, and a safer city. So does this mean the church is throwing their support behind this proposed casino and entertainment complex? Hey, I'm just asking. And I understand what the faith leaders are talking about when they're looking at the benefits, like including job creation, workforce development, economic empowerment. But please, somebody tell me, how is a proposed casino, resort, and entertainment complex going to expand childcare access? What you gonna do, be able to send your child to the casino, resort, or the entertainment complex while you go to work? And it's gonna make it a safer city? Did you know that there is only one major college football stadium named for a black man in this country? It's Jack Trice Stadium at Iowa State in Ames, Iowa. Jack Trice was Iowa State's first black athlete and was trampled during his first varsity game in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He died 2 days later upon returning to Iowa. The field at Iowa State was named for Trice, who was born in Ohio in 1988. After years of pressure from students, the stadium was named for him in 1997, making it the first major college stadium to be named for a black person. Unfortunately, politicians and lobbyists have manipulated voting districts to protect their interests and secure their re-election. This process has allowed politicians to choose their voters rather than voters choose their politicians. But in the state of Ohio, some are supporting the Citizens Not Politicians Amendment, which will end gerrymandering by empowering citizens to draw legislative districts using an open and transparent process. Gun violence prevention groups are calling for Congress to act following the mass shooting that left 18 people dead and several others injured in Lewiston, Maine. Well, we think those gun violence prevention groups are going to be waiting for Congress to act, because this isn't the first mass shooting and they haven't acted yet. You know, there are some people that believe James Brown was murdered. Well, missing new evidence has turned up in the James Brown case, and the lawyer is asking the FBI to...
Please, 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 please...
Investigate the case.
Please, 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 please.
After serving more than a month of in-school suspension over his dreadlocks, a black student in Texas has been removed from his high school and sent to a disciplinary alternative education program or failure to comply with multiple campus and classroom regulations. This makes no sense to us at UNN. The young man is passing all his classes, so what does how he wears his hair have to do with it? Plus, suspension and subsequent discipline violates the state's Crown Act, which took effect in Texas September 1st. The law prohibits race-based hair discrimination and bars employers and schools from penalizing people because of hair texture or protective hairstyles, including afros, braids, dreadlocks, twists, or Bantu knots. Listening to UINWA, Urban Internet News with Attitude, with yours truly, Alexander Kaden. UINWA is produced for the Urban Internet News Network. Okay, Serenity Baby, come on in. Tell them who produces UINWA.
Papa.
That's right, your papa.
Papa.